we had read in the Colombo newspapers that there was at least one, if not more, German raiders operating in the South Atlantic. Germany had, in whole, spread over the early part of the war what we call raiders. They were disguised, they were looked like merchant ships. They were merchant ships, but they were fitted out with guns, torpedoes, all of that, and disguises. One smokestack, two smokestacks, like that. And they had nine of them. But we heard in Colombo that at least one of them was operating. So when we got to Cape Town, my captain asked about this. And they told him, no, they've gone home, they're not out there. So now, we thought we'd get into a convoy and go up through the Atlantic Ocean. But there was going to be no convoy for some time, so they said, you're on your own. So we left Cape Town on the 7th of September and headed for South America. We were going to go to the Straits of Magellan or Cape Horn and go into the Pacific Ocean to get to New York. That's how bad things were with the German submarines up in the Atlantic. And they were sending with no escorts, just on our own. So 3 nights out of Cape Town, around just after supper time, it was dark, 7:30, but roughly 10 minutes away, maybe, we ran into one of these raiders. He had watched us all day long at a distance, using lookouts on top of his mast that we could see our masts. He couldn't see the ship, just our mast. In fact, the German captain decided to sink us. So what they did, they watched us during the day, but they closed in. So that after dark, they were leading us like this. And after it got really dark, he turned around and came back down. And they had binoculars that I've since learned could see a ship 5 miles on a dark night. They were that good, the binoculars. And they watched and came into sight, and bam, bam, bam. And in so many words, they sunk us. Set the ship afire. It was a bad night. We were very lucky. We had 58 men in the ship, and only 11 were killed in that attack. And they pounded us with their guns, machine guns, big guns. Mm-hmm. They probably fired about 100 6-inch shells at us. Tore us apart, essentially. Fortunately, these German captains were told to come back and pick up any prisoners they could find. They wanted us for interrogation purposes. And in some cases, they wanted the crew on the German ship to get over onto the burning ship and find the charts and the code books and all of that. So that's what they came back to find. After the shooting had stopped, these fellas went away for an hour maybe to make sure nobody was coming to our rescue. And then they came over, picked us up, that type of thing. So that's what happened to me. Our lifeboats are shot away, but we had floats, just like the men in this life raft, in this Muskogee story. That's what we had. So I was on a float with myself and 22 people. We were just hanging on to each other. And in due course, the boat came. We saw this German ship, and I signaled with a light, and they came back and they put a boat in the water and come over and started and took us back to the ship. So I was a German prisoner.
Mm. And this was September 7th?
This was 10th.
September 10th.
We left on the 7th, and we were about 850 miles out of Cape Town, headed for South Africa.